Long COVID. 1 in 10 American adults who have had COVID-19 suffers from extended symptoms, extreme fatigue, coughing, shortness of breath, and this can last 3 months or more. Now, rates of long COVID are falling, but the sometimes baffling after effects remain a serious concern. And clinics have popped up across the country to treat long COVID, except in 2 states. One is Kansas. From the Kansas News Service, here's Samantha Horton.
It's been over 2 years since Barry Geyer came down with COVID on his farm in northwest Kansas.
And we were just out in the harvest field, and I just got feeling terrible. And so I got home that one night. I said, I think I've got this stuff.
Geyer was admitted into the hospital for a week. It would be about a month before he was back out on the farm. 9 months for his sense of taste and smell to come back. And he's still waiting for his stamina to return.
I'm claiming grain bins and moving augers and stuff around today by myself here. And yeah, it just takes all your breath away doing all that. Just have to stop and wait for a little bit, get caught back up, and keep plugging along.
Finding specialists to treat symptoms that can linger for years can prove daunting. Most COVID clinics are clustered, predictably in urban areas, usually in larger hospitals where expertise from different medical disciplines can combine their COVID know-how. Like in Texas, where Dr. William Michael Brody is the medical director of the post-COVID-19 program at UT Health Austin. The clinic specializes in research and care of so-called COVID long haulers.
A specialized center can take a comprehensive and kind of 50,000-foot view of the patient, and if they still need that specialist, they can be integrated under the same care model, so you're not kind of wandering doctor to doctor, kind of getting pieces of information.
And though nearly every state has at least one long COVID clinic, Kansas and South Dakota currently have none. Catherine Burke works with the long COVID advocacy group Survivor Corps. She says the shortage of clinics often leaves people in rural areas hours away from expertise that might help restore their lung capacity or clear their brain fog.
It is hard for people in more rural locations, less wealthy locations, to be able to access long COVID care simply because the medical clinics and medical centers around them simply may not have the funding or the staffing to dedicate time and money towards long COVID clinics.
But living close to one can still mean long wait times. Kansas City area resident Debbie Hamilton tried to get into a now closed long COVID clinic at the University of Kansas Health System, but was told she would have to wait 3 months.
I had such high hopes, and you know, to just felt like I had literally, like, man, taken a beating whenever they told me that.
Instead, Hamilton, even with her medical knowledge as a nurse, struggled to navigate through doctors and appointments.
It's awful. Feeling like a failure, feeling like you can't function, feeling like you're not even smart anymore. And feeling like the doctors just think that you're crazy.
It took about a year for Hamilton to recover enough to return to work. While Kansas no longer has any long COVID clinics, one state over, Missouri has 5. 2 in Kansas City, 2 in St. Louis, and 1 in Columbia. Dr. Zachary Holliday, a pulmonologist, runs a Columbia clinic, where patients might have their breathing capacity tested. The assessment includes pedaling on an exercise bike or walking on a treadmill before breathing into a tube.
So this is what's called a spirometer. It measures lung function, and really what that boils down to is how much air can someone get in and out and how fast.
But the clinic is only open one Thursday a month.
But we try to do our best to get folks in as fast as possible. And if they can't see us in the long COVID clinic, what we've tried to do is actually get them still access to the pulmonary clinic.
Holliday says demand could be even greater because many people don't even know about the clinic. That includes farmer Barry Geyer in northwest Kansas. For him, the closest one-stop clinic would be in Denver, a roughly 3-hour drive. At this point, he's become resigned to his damaged health.
So I don't think that's ever going to change. I think it's just going to be a part of life that I have to deal with now.
For Here and Now, I'm Samantha Horton.